This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Welcome to this next episode of the Real Royal Family. Happy 2024. I brought in the new year with my prophet, Uber's Angel. And 2024, he said, is the year of milk and honey. It's a year of redemption. So my first name is Milk and my last name is Honey. And I'm here with the honey of all honeys, the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. And he came when Jesus left so we can all have him with us in our lives. He's a senior partner of our lives, and we are to follow his leading, and his leading is always going to line up with his word. In this episode of the Real Royal Family, what we're going to do is we're going to try to focus on some of the tricky things, the miseducation that we have learned in this world system. So remember, if you have downloaded the quest board, you've come out of the cage, out of the wizard's cave. We have gotten his slime off of us because we are salty. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. And now we are on our journey back to where we came from. After being kidnapped and miseducated, we now must learn the tools and the principles of being in our kingdom. And we have to learn what it means to be royal family. You don't just become royal family. There is training in everything. A horseback rider learns how to ride a horse. You don't just get up there. You can get killed just thinking that you can ride a horse the first time. The principle is, so the world miseducates us, and it is always doing it constantly. So we have to watch, and we have to make captive every thought. So that means there needs to be a cage first, and we don't let it become our thought. There has to be a cage outside. So this is an alertness that we have to have. And once it comes out of your mouth, that's already too late. That means it's already in your heart. So what is our mouth? Our mouth is not a yapping device. It's not just something to gossip with and talk. It is, the mouth is a sword. It is a bridge builder. It is a tool for worship. And it is a manifestation tool. It is a mighty, mighty manifestation tool. And the first scripture we're going to go to is, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Why was there light? Because God said it. We are made in his image. We are gods. We are gods in class, and we are gods in function. We are made in his image, and we are to function like he functions. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, he says, well, I made this mine, so I am your exceeding great and precious promise, and I am a partaker of your God's divine nature. And it says, and I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the world is constantly always putting its lust on us, and it's never straightforward. It's always a twisty kind of thing. That's the root of the word wicked. It's like, and Wiccan, and a wicker chair, or wicker basket. It's the twisting. Can't tell where it starts and where it ends. And then what it ends up is something that holds something. So you got, what is trying to hold you? What is trying to stop you? Where is it trying to lead you? That wicker basket, that Wiccan religion, all right? And wickedness in general. Our thing here is, so if we're partaker of his divine nature, we need to stop being punching bags. So the first few world sayings that I'm going to cover are, and not particularly in this order, is be positive, just ignore them, take the high road. And when somebody says, oh, I got you, babe, I got you, boo. All right. They sound innocent, but they just aren't. So there's always a spirit behind something. So don't you speak the language of the kingdom of darkness, and don't allow people to speak the kingdom of darkness to you. And how, one of the things that you can do if someone just says, hey, I got you, just underneath your breath, just so you could hear it. Spirits are very good hearing. You say, I don't receive that and I reject that. God has me. Right? See how that goes? No arguing. No explaining. It's just, I don't receive that. So let's examine even some of the words that the world uses. And these words aren't necessarily wrong. Yeah, they are wrong. They're not. They're according to our kingdom, they're wrong. So when people say be positive, so I had a quick story that I was going to use, but I'm just not going to. So explaining to a coworker how I ended up in a certain place, and before I could even finish it. And by the way, this coworker is, may Jesus help her, but she's a miserable person. So as I was talking. And I didn't even have a weird look on my face. I'm not saying, like, a few years ago I did. I was very angry. But as I got to know, my Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, what they meant for evil, God will turn around for your good. I was getting ready to say that. And I said, someone had tried to punish me by doing this particular thing to me. And then they said, oh, be positive. And then I said, I am being positive. I said, I'm telling you how, when Satan has plans to do you harm, God can turn it around to your good. So there's nothing wrong with saying be positive. But it is, if you can never speak about harm or pain or whatever, God says, come, let us reason together. So you're not just supposed to ignore things and act like they aren't happening. On the other hand, you're also not just supposed to waller in it. Why me? Why me? Why does everything bad always happen to me? I got a great answer from saying, hey, Holy Spirit, I really don't understand why people think that they could just come and pick and gang up on me. I just really don't understand it. You know, I'm a kind person. I'm a loving person. I'm funny. I'm fun to be around. I'm giving. And then I got the answer the next day, and then I knew how to handle it, and then I also got the answer. But if I had just been positive and not even pondered it, if I had just been positive and not even questioned it, then the Holy Spirit wouldn't have been able to give me a strategy, show me what was going on, and give me the kingdom answer, not the world's answer, not to be positive. And being positive, speaking positive is absolutely better than speaking negative, but it cannot end there. So the positive part about it is seeking what God says. And then instead of like whining and complaining to people who can't help you, and some of those people who you're whining and complaining to are might be the ones that are sending those demonic arrows towards you. So now you're letting them know that those things are working. So now you just, you know, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need to understand why this thing is going on. It might be something you're doing, something that was done in your bloodline. Repentance is always a great answer. And then stop doing things that feed the darkness and begin to do things that feed the kingdom of light. Here's another thing. Take the high road. Take the high road. Well, you're ignoring that there's another kingdom which is organized and spends a lot of time and energy and money. They also fast. They study God's word. They're sitting right up in church. They're studying God's people. These things, they're monitoring you through mirrors, through your television set, through your computer. This is why you need to anoint the mirrors in your home, the Wi-Fi, the wires, your computer, your cell phone, your door, your windows, your toilet. Anoint your house. Anoint your back door. Anoint the doggy door. So these people spend lots of time and they study you and they watch you and they monitor you. And they set evil traps for you. And so for you to take the high road, what does that even mean? Where is a high road leading? And who determines which high road is the real high road? How do you know it's not a trap? So there's also fake high roads. So since you don't know what a high road is, and you allow someone to placate you and numb you by saying, take the high road, you're never getting an answer. And you're not learning how to stop the arrows and the trauma and the darkness that is being purposely sent your way. So you don't let somebody who verbally abuses you keep getting away with it by quote-unquote taking the high road. It's not your birthright. You have the right and ability to cancel that in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you how with the next example. Because here's another example that the world tells you. Oh, just ignore them. You don't just ignore anything. You're supposed to watch and you're supposed to pray. Okay? So if you're being abused in your church, on your job, in your family, on the street, you don't just ignore them. So I'm going to tell you the story. So I used to walk to the subway to get to work, and I would pass by a Dunkin' Donuts, and then there was this guy standing out front. And then I knew it before I even saw him. So the season right before this, I had learned about the people-pleasing things that I do, the pattern that I saw about me, the women in my family, people of my race, and women in general. And I had determined that I was no longer going to do that anymore. So I'm going to be a God pleaser, but I will still be kind and loving to people. And so I was like, this guy's going to try to say something to me. I'm not going to answer him back. I don't have to answer anybody back. So as I was passing by him, he started saying, and this is what witches do, they seem like they're saying something nice to you, but there will be a curse in it. And so he said, oh, hi, how you doing? Good morning, so and so and so. Yeah, you look like this. You look really good in those colors. And as I passed him, he said, oh, you're built like a brick, S-H-I-T house. Now, that's not a compliment. I'm not going to smile and wave and say, hell, thank you. Why would you say thank you to someone saying you are built like a place of excrement? Excrement is something that witches use to smear on you in their rituals, over your pictures, over your house, in your dreams. They could try to force feed it to you. So he was telling me who he was. And so every time I saw him, I would get a little tense. And then after a third time, I was like, I'm not going to tense. I need to figure this out. Because I would speak in tongues. At first, I ignored him. And then I was like, I need to do something next time. He's not allowed to talk to me like that. I'm royalty. How dare he open up his mouth and think that it is okay to speak anything to me? He doesn't have a right. So I begin, if you don't bring them pain, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. So I started speaking in tongues, and then I realized he was still saying stuff. It wasn't as loud and as bold, but I said, that's not the right weapon. Let me try another weapon. And then thank you, Holy Spirit, because I just started speaking, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. As soon as my foot stepped on that corner and I saw that he was there, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So then this time, whatever he said it so low, I could barely hear it. But the fact that his mouth was still moving when I passed by, that wasn't enough. And then I started speaking as soon as I stepped outside of the house. Because now what I'm doing is I'm letting the road before me be bombarded with the Lord's Prayer. So then he stopped saying things. And then he disappeared for a while. And then he reappeared again. But each time he was either busy and trying to speak to somebody else and curse somebody else's life. So then the next time I saw him, he then opened up the door to someone else. And he said, hey, brother. And the guy said, oh, I really like your sneakers. And then I hear, oh, I got you. I got you. That wasn't even a real normal part of that conversation. The Holy Spirit let me hear. So he's, I like your sneakers. That should, oh yeah, I like your jacket. All right, man, see you later. Thanks for the dollar. But I got you. I got you. So he's saying out there as a witch that he is capturing people's souls. You have to agree to that. You have to acknowledge it. You have to ignore it. Or you have to smile and say, thank you. So once again, so as I was walking, the guy, he then stopped looking in my direction. He no longer spoke to me because I do not allow that type of language and that darkness on my royal road. Wherever I am, there is an atmosphere of heaven around me. And I never spoke directly to the guy. I spoke to the spirit that was operating in him. And I let them know, I'm going to bring you pain until you stop. And then they stopped because I kept bringing pain to the spirit, not to the human being. We don't hurt people. Not at first, but we can give them choices. But that also depends on your rank. So be the better person is also another thing that people say. And what does that mean, be the better person? All these colloquialisms are just really telling us to shut up. Think about rainbows and unicorns. Oh, just skip around holding hands, eating cotton candy, and thinking that nothing is wrong. The word tells us we are here to take dominion. We are here to be territory takers. We set the thermostat. We don't just walk in somebody else's atmosphere and temperature. We set the temperature of what is going on. So there's nothing wrong with positivity, but it begins and ends there. If you don't teach people the truth, the reality, if you don't teach people the Holy Spirit, then it's not positivity. It's not about the positivity. It's about the power. And it's not personal, but it's about the Word of God and who you are in the person of God, all right? And in the Spirit of God and in the real royal family of God. You don't have to ignore anything. If that was a level that you were at, then that's great. It's better than, you know, speaking negative and cursing people out. But now we're here for power, light, and life. The words that we speak is a vehicle. When we speak God's word, Psalm 91, Psalm 35, the imprecatory Psalms, some of the things from Psalm 89, it says, well, he will, you know, destroy our enemies right in front of our face. You begin to memorize those things. You begin to speak the condition that you are allow around you by speaking God's word, memorizing it and speaking it. Luke 10:19 is a great place to start. Then once you speak those things, angel armies ride on those sound waves and you create a bridge. You create a road. It's not a high road. It is a God's word road. And there is nothing higher than God's word. God's word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's Jesus. So, and it also says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 in the King James, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. It says it a little clearer in the Passion Translation. It says, for the Lord himself will appear with the declaration of victory. He's the victor, right? He's the victor. We just said that. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. He's a victory. So if he himself will appear with the declaration of victory, with the declaration of his word, then speak his word. And we no longer allow shenanigans to go on around us. So you speak God's word. And that's the principle that he rides on to change everything that needs to be changed. And you keep doing it and you keep doing it and you do it in different ways. You sing hymns. You praise him. You worship him. You praise dance. You give thanksgiving. You exalt his name. You glorify him. Obedience is doing what the word says to do, not what the world tells you to do. Doing what the world tells you to do will get you more and more trapped up and tied up in the world's way. And the wages of sin are death. And the world can only offer you what it has, which is more death. you get more word in you, and the word begins to write on your heart and change, take the stones that are on there off and begin to place them with the word of God. And then you begin to change. You're not angry. You're not bitter. You begin to be a tool of love that your Father can now use. You begin to see things change in your life. But you do it and you keep doing it until you see change. You've been doing it the other way too long. And in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? It's not. So, beloved, we're going to stay tuned to the rhythm of heaven. And I will see you next week. Shalom, shalom.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gold than his crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord present first. We are soldiers of Jesus.
World domination for my king, for my king, for my king.